getting to Antarctica. Most people travel to Antarctica by plane, but some go by ship. Most people visit Antarctica by plane, but tourists usually travel by ship. There are over 40 airfields for 30 Antarctic stations. Some airfields are set up to support field camps. Flights to Antarctica leave from one of 5 official gateways to Antarctica: Cape Town, South Africa; Christchurch, New Zealand; Hobart, Australia; Punta Arenas, Chile; Ushuaia, Argentina. Flights from Christchurch are run by the US Air Force and land at one of 3 airfields near Scott Base. Number 1. The annual sea ice runway is for wheeled aircraft and is made at the start of each season. It is used until early December, when the sea ice begins to break up. The sea ice is only 2 metres thick, but it can safely handle large wheeled aircraft, such as the Starlifter and the Galaxy. Pegasus Airfield is built on blue glacier ice and can take wheeled aircraft. It is to be replaced in 2017 by the Phoenix Airfield, built on snow nearby. Williams, Willys Field, is built on snow and is used for planes with skis, such as the C-131 Hercules. The flight time from Christchurch to one of the 3 airstrips near Scott Base depends on the aircraft and the weather. C-17 Globemaster usually takes 5 hours. C-130 Hercules usually takes about 7 hours. The distance is 3,920 kilometres by air from Christchurch. What's the average speed of these aircraft? The C-17 Globemaster has jet engines, is run by the military, has wheels, is 53 metres long and 52 metres wide, can carry 75 tons of cargo, can fly 5,200 kilometres without refuelling. The C-130 Hercules is a turboprop plane, run by the military, can be fitted with skis which can be lowered for landing on snow, was first built in the 1960s. If you could travel to Antarctica, what mode of transport would you use, and why?